about being shepherds is that it goes far beyond just speaking on a pulpit and giving out the word. And while that is good, and while that does feed the sheep, in the same sense that a literal shepherd would not just throw food in a pen and leave, we need to go far beyond just giving out the word, but as well turning to Matthew 25, starting on verse 34. Says, then the king will say to those on his right hand, come, you blessed of my father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. And moving down to verse 40, and the king will answer and say to them, assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me. This is another sense here in taking care of the flock, in the fact that when our brothers need us the most, and far beyond just food and drink and shelter, you know, we take care of them in every aspect of their life, in the same sense that the shepherd, he takes care of the sheep and makes sure they have provisions for everything they need and everything that they need to strengthen them to go throughout their day. And indirectly, by taking care of them beyond just teaching, we indirectly create more shepherds, because if we do this to one of our brothers, they learn from us without even saying a word to do this to their other brothers. And then these other brothers or sisters can do it to more, and it multiplies and goes further beyond just teaching. We learn and teach by example, as opposed to just words, and that's what I think leaves more of a lasting impact on people, actually going out and doing what you say, as opposed to just going and saying it.